This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Hey, it's Rob. It was an amazing week of Survivor, and we had incredible podcasts with Christian Hubicki and Steven on the Know-It-Alls. Make sure you catch those as well. Plus, The Circle was back this week with an AI contestant. Taryn, Mike Bloom, and Puya broke down the first week of drops from The Circle and on Renap. Who did Sam Moore find for the big guest? Find out on this week's Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast, all right here on RHAP. We know reality TV.
Yesterday, all the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason, you know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it, tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for October 1st. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is JT. How you doing, JT?
Hey, what is up? How are
eviction.
You?
That's what's
yeah,
up.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. I'm super excited for tonight.
Yes, well, we are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 22 live feeds. It was day 57 in the house, and they're all talking about a potential triple eviction based on the hint that they got. Now, honestly, I've talked about this before. My problem is that, in my opinion, they don't know enough details. I wish they knew more, because then we would get more planning, which would be more fun to talk about and stuff like that. But that's fine. I know not everyone feels the same way. Right. But there is a little bit of talk about what might happen in a potential double eviction. Not a lot talking about what would happen in a triple eviction, though they are anticipating that there might be one.
Yes. Yesterday, there was a lot of paranoia, a lot of speculation, a lot of throwing ideas around, and then a lot of campaigning from Kevin, but didn't really do anything, but he tried.
Yeah. Cameron in the chat said, we got none of the entertaining planning and none of the surprise. It's very true that they know that a triple might be coming, so they're not going to be surprised when it does. But at the same time, they don't know enough to plan properly for a triple.
Exactly. They don't. And then, but also, it's still kind of up in the air. Do we know, like, if three people are leaving tonight, or because it seems to me, based on like what Julie said on Thursday and last night's episode and like what they've been talking about, it seems like we'll have Kevin and then a double and then maybe an HOH or a veto today, and then maybe the eviction is tomorrow or something. I don't know. Or do you think like, well, like literally three people will walk out the door tonight?
I think three people are walking out the door tonight. I mean, it's hard to call it a triple eviction if three people don't leave, I think.
Right. Yeah, you have a point.
Yeah, that's my guess, at least. Right. Well, let's talk about yesterday. We started the day with Kevin talking to the cameras, as he usually does. This is potentially the last day that that's going to happen. And in his talk to the cameras, he does mention one thing that I found interesting, which is that he's still talking about Cody as though Cody is running the game, because he is. but he talked about Nicole and how he feels like Cody might be wanting to take Nicole to the end, and that he would vote for Nicole to win if she was against Cody, as long as she wins at least one HOH or one veto. That she's played a crafty game, but she needs to win an HOH and a veto, which is like, is annoying on two levels. One, because I think like he's actively looking for reasons to be bitter, which is whatever. Then two, okay, but if you actually think that Nicole is playing well because she's gotten this far having not won anything, then why does she need to win something in order to get your vote?
Yeah.
So annoying.
Yeah, it's it was an interesting self-conversation to watch. He, like you said, he clearly knows that Cody is the person to beat in this house. And he knows that Cody is going to take Nicole or David as far as he can. What he doesn't know, the conversations he's not privy to, is that if his back is against the wall and he needs to cut them, he will, because he knows that his game is so good that he honestly feels that he could beat anybody. And TBH, I think he can at this point.
Yeah. Memphis, Christmas, and Enzo have a conversation where Christmas talks about Nicole being dangerous. She's so smart. She's going to win competitions. She's almost more dangerous than Danny, but Danny would still be her target. But Memphis is still on the David train. David's got to go.
Yeah, I feel like Memphis Memphis has had his target on David's back since the beginning of the game. And he's
week
like,
two.
If it's the last thing that I do, like once David is gone, I am good to go. Like, I don't care what happens as long as I outplay David.
Cody and Nicole talk, and Cody is talking about jury votes. Cody talks to Nicole about how he would never vote. The only way he would vote for David in the final two is if David had a speech where he reveals that he's actually watched every season and he is just pretending the whole time, and that then David would earn his vote. The way he's played so far, there's just no chance.
Yeah, I feel like David is in too deep, for lack of a better term. Like, I feel like at this point, like, starting with the way that he casts his, well, starting in the next, he can't vote tonight. So starting with the next HOH competition tonight, like, if he doesn't turn everything on to 1,000% from here on out, there's no way that if he makes it to the final two that he'll get a single jury vote, unless it's Kevin, because he's better.
Yeah, I just wish, like, Ovi gave David seasons to watch. We know this.
Yeah. I don't.
If he had watched them, then he would have been able to say this.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing that's crazy is that, like, even in his cam talking or his one-on-one talking, like, he's not even like, his mind, he thinks that he's like just doing fine. He thinks that he's just like, well, I'm just playing the game. I'm not getting evicted. I've been on the block multiple times. I've survived multiple times, and I'm playing the game. I haven't won anything, but I'm just chilling. And I think that he thinks that that's okay. And little does he know, it's not. It is not now, okay.
I do want to say, though, that this is part of David's strategy in some regard, that David plans, I imagine, on saying if he makes it to the final two, in the final two, hey, I played dumb on purpose. I knew more about this game than I let on. Now, I think the problem is, how is he going to back that up? But that is what somebody like Cody will be looking for. Like, you need to have known what you were doing. You need to know the game. And we've seen this before. In seasons, like, especially where there are fans of the game playing the game, that if you don't know the game, then people won't respect you as much because you're not a fan. You don't, you haven't watched, you don't know the history, like you don't know what you're doing. And so you need to have that level of credibility. So it'll be interesting. I think that that David can make a little bit of progress depending on who he's sitting next to. If he says like, hey, I was playing it up. Maybe I didn't watch all the seasons, but I was playing it up.
Yeah, I think that David would be fine if he was, like, I think if he's sitting next to Nicole, he has a little bit of a chance, because a lot of people that are in jury now and the people that are still in the house, if she makes it and they don't, that means that she would have soured them in some sort of way. I think he might be okay against Christmas, and I think he might be okay against Danny. But against the guys, just the way that they've set themselves up at this point in the game and knowing that three people are going tonight, it doesn't look good for him making it to the final two with any of the guys.
Yeah. They talk about what Nicole might do in a potential double eviction, triple eviction, whatever. She says that she would probably put up David and Memphis still. But he's trying to talk her into aiming more toward Tyler. So the plan would be that Nicole might put up David and Memphis, tell Memphis that the plan is to backdoor Tyler. And then if the veto is not won by the right person, then David is the backup plan. And that she's putting Memphis on the block because Memphis is the veto king and she needs somebody to win the veto so that she can get Tyler out. So this is definitely bad news for Tyler, as Nicole was one of the people that was going after Memphis instead of Tyler. And now she's more primarily going after Tyler over Memphis, with Enzo also now seemingly more pro Tyler than pro Memphis at the moment. I have tweeted out updated odds for people to go home, and Tyler and Memphis have evened out a lot more. Memphis now less likely to go home than Tyler in my own predictions. That's not good. Also not good is David, who has skyrocketed in the odds to go home. He is now one of the more likely people to go home in either scenario, where it's a double-double or a baby can triple. So not looking great for Tyler or David. Looking better for Danny and Memphis. Danny, though, still the most likely person to leave.
Yeah. And what you were saying about Nicole, there were a couple of times yesterday where I noticed that Nicole was like really thinking that she could win this HOH, but if she didn't, would she go on the block? And she was playing through who would put her up. And then she realized that it's not a fact of her going up, it's the fact of Danny going up and her being the person that everyone wants to put up next to Danny, because they know that Danny will go. And they know that Nicole will be a vote for Danny. Well, as of yesterday morning, but yesterday there were a lot of things that happened where Nicole was kind of, you know, a little trying to distance herself from Danny a little bit, and make it seem like Danny turned on her first, which we know she didn't. There was a little bit of Nicole really like throwing Danny under the bus and really like letting people know that I'm not as close to her as y'all think we are, and that I will vote her out. So don't put me up so that I can vote her out.
Nicole is nervous. Yeah. And she should be.
Yeah.
Everyone should be. In the event of a triple eviction, everybody but Cody and Enzo should be very nervous. Yeah. And honestly, Nicole is one of the people, the only people who is, I think, appropriately nervous for this triple eviction. Although at this point, she is one of the least likely people to go home from it, in terms of, you know, my own calculations.
She clearly is. She's like I can't think of a good example from another season, but she's the person who at this point in the game, if you like, is clearly on people's radar, because like this is a time that we could take them out without having to put in the work, because if we give them the 3 days to sit on the block and to campaign, they can make sure they stay. But she's also the person that's like, well, we could let her get past it because she hasn't won anything, so we can take her out anytime. But the thing is how late in the game this triple, whatever it is happening. It's there. The House guests are in a tricky situation to find out, you know, to figure out if this is the moment to do it or not. Mm-hmm. And also there are so many larger targets that are in the house.
A lot of them. Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting.
So yeah. And this is what you were talking about. Nicole talks to Christmas. She tries very hard to convince Christmas that I'm not with Danny. I'm with you. I'm way closer with you than I am with Danny. You know, it's and this might screw me with Danny, but whatever. I'm choosing you, Christmas. Christmas, I choose you. Shoot them with your lightning bolts. The problem though is that Christmas is not having it. Like she's, you know, giving Nicole, you know, like, yeah, sure. But, you know, later in the day, she's going to be like, no, Nicole sucks. I want Nicole gone.
Yeah.
Not good for Nicole. Enzo talks to Memphis. They talk about how Christmas is crazy. You see this woman? She's a crazy person. We love her. She's going to go after people for us, but oh man, she's crazy.
Yeah. Enzo, I could just watch Enzo talk for 24 hours and I'd be fine with that. Yeah, I don't know. Enzo and Cody both are like handling Christmas with like a long-handled spoon, where it's
This was Enzo and Memphis.
Enzo and Memphis are handling Christmas with a long-handed spoon. I feel like Cody is more likely to cut Christmas than they are.
Oh yes.
But they both know that when it, like, she's like the bottom of that totem pole, and I think the funny thing about it though is like she has been for a very long time.
Yeah, I would say Memphis is handling Christmas with like a very short spoon, actually, that I feel like Memphis is like he's on the inside with Christmas. And mm-hmm. I think that he's buddied up to Christmas. They spend a lot of time together and he's just terrified of what he's seeing. he's just like, oh, man. What have I done?
Things are not good.
I just want to make sure that it's kind of like, I don't know. It's like, cause this is how Cody saw Christmas at the start of the season. He was like, she's a crazy person. She's going to go off on people. She's going to clash with Danny. She's going to clash with people. Like, I'm going to keep her close, but I'm going to not rely too much on her. And then Memphis has always just kind of been doing his own thing. Now he's joining a couple weeks ago, he joined the game finally, and he was like, oh, look at this. There's a perfectly good Christmas here, ready to be picked. Nobody seems to be working with her. She's coming to me. This is perfect. Christmas and now he's been working with her. He's like, oh, wow. Nope. Yep. That's why nobody was working with her. Exactly. She's crazy. Well, yeah. I'm just going to make sure she's looking in this direction then.
Yeah. I do see that. She's just such you don't know what she's gonna. Well, the thing is, like, you kind of do know what she's gonna do. You just don't know how she's gonna do it, which is the thing with Christmas.
I really think it's just like the eyes. And the way she talks, to be honest, I like her game is fine. Like what she's doing in the game is perfectly reasonable. Danny is coming after her. She's going after Danny. Now, she did kind of put herself in that spot. And that's kind of what they're talking about to some degree. But I think it's really just like the level of intensity that she brings to conversations, and like the extreme nature with which she targets people that really makes you know, Enzo and Memphis a little bit scared.
Yeah, I if I was in the house, I would, and I was in Memphis's position, I would definitely feel like, you know, kind of like, oh, I don't know if I want to continue this, you know, because it's kind of like, it's not like what you say, it's how you say it. And like I said, for Christmas, it's not like what she does, it's how she does it. Because she just gives off this I'm going to get you vibes, you know, like this, you don't know what I'm up to kind of thing. And I don't think that that's good for this point in the game.
Mm-hmm. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors and we'll be right back.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time. Apes hunt humans. That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
For nearly four decades, J&K Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started J&K Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. J&K Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
And we're back. So let's get back to the show. Endzone Memphis also talk about how Tyler is dangerous, that he's going to win some competitions here in the end stretch, that he may not have won many competitions to this point, but he's just been throwing them. Like, he's going to win a bunch of competitions. He's a dangerous player in this game.
Yeah, I feel like Tyler, I feel like after this double, we're gonna really see people start. There, people have already been doing this for the last two rounds, and that's really molding their end game into what they want it to be. And so I think after tonight, we're gonna see people that we haven't been seeing win comps are gonna be winning comps. People that we haven't seen, like, plotting and scheming are going to really start plotting and scheming, because there's no one else to play against except for the people that you've been playing the game with. So this is definitely going to be an interesting next 2 weeks for sure.
Mm-hmm. So Tyler's going to talk to Memphis. He tells Memphis that Danny's been telling him that Memphis thinks that Tyler is his biggest competition, which is literally what he's just talking to Enzo about, and trying to get Tyler to go after Memphis and Christmas. But Memphis is not the type to bite that kind of bait, and it's not really going to go anywhere. Christmas talks to Memphis, and she says, we need to get Danny and Nicole, both of them out. Danny's going to take a shot at us, and Memphis is still saying, I don't want David floating by. I want David out. It's just basically a repeat conversation from earlier.
Yeah, the only thing that I'm worried about here is I'm hoping that Memphis's, like, tunnel vision to get David out doesn't screw him in this triple. Because let's say Nicole were to win an HOH, mm-hmm. and she puts up Tyler and Christmas,
mm-hmm.
and Memphis wins the veto. Memphis has been working on making sure that David is going to go, like, planting these seeds, and he wins the veto and he takes down Christmas in hopes that she puts up David, but she doesn't put up David and she puts up someone else. That just, I feel like his tunnel vision of trying to get David out by any means necessary is going to screw his other relationships up. And I just feel like he needs to, like, realize, okay, I understand that David should go and I need David out and I want David out, but, like, I can't sacrifice how I've placed myself with everyone else. You know, I don't want him to make a move that, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know, because, first of all, I do think that Nicole would put up David and either Memphis or Tyler. But Danny would probably do Christmas and Tyler, as we'll talk about. And in that spot, if Memphis wins the veto and takes down Christmas, then it would be in the hopes that Danny puts up David, which I think is fine. Like, everyone knows he's close to Christmas and everyone knows he wants David out, and they're fine with it. Like, because that's like the loyal thing. Like, that's sticking to the alliance. So it's kind of the safe option. Whereas, like, the reason Christmas and Tyler are in trouble and Danny is because they have such tunnel vision in terms of going after a member of the alliance. Memphis's tunnel vision actually kind of helps him, because nobody in power is worried about Memphis because they all know that he's so gung-ho about David.
That makes sense. That's a good point. I get that. I don't know. I just feel like, I feel like every time I turn on the feeds and he's talking, it's always about getting David out. And I don't want that to like cloud. I don't know. Maybe. And also it might be, you know, the idea of if we take a shot at some of our people now, then as we get closer to the end, we have somebody else to take out so I can stay true to my final twos and my final threes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I think that it's really a sense that like nobody else is coming. Like, no. And here's the thing too, like nobody else is going after Memphis directly, other than David potentially.
That's true.
So it really like it's one of those things where like having an enemy in the house can help you, because people kind of write it off as like, okay, well, we know where Memphis stands. It's not against any of us. And we know that somebody else, David, is willing to take a shot potentially. Some of them are not believing this anymore, but somebody's potentially willing to take a shot at Memphis, so we don't have to be the ones to do it. And we've got bigger problems. We've got Christmas. We've got Tyler. We've got Danny. And Christmas is in a lot of trouble because she's the link between Tyler and Memphis, that a lot of people feel like they can weaken Tyler, both Tyler and Memphis, by taking out Christmas, which is really the bigger danger. Memphis needs Christmas a lot more than he thinks. So I think that he should be trying to protect Christmas at all costs, but he doesn't realize how much he needs her at this moment.
Right.
Yeah. Well, we have Cody and Memphis have a conversation. They talk about how Tyler and Christmas are both really fired up about Danny and how crazy they are. Cody mentions that he thinks that Christmas and Tyler have something, that they are close. This, again, harkens back to the Wall Yeller outing the Tyler and Christmas final two. Has really hamstringed both of them, but particularly Tyler, who is not really able to move anywhere in this game. Although, you know, criticism of him still stands. He should be trying to move elsewhere, and I don't think he's trying hard enough.
Yeah, I feel like Tyler has, because he has Christmas, because of his partial, you know, relationships with Nicole, because of his bromances with Cody at Memphis. I think that Tyler thinks that he's positioned himself in a place where his relationships are going to at least get him through the double. And then hopefully, I mean, I just wish that he would tell us, either like Cam Talker in the DR, like that he plans to like really start winning some stuff in the end, because right now he's not in the same position he was his last season. Like this time his season, like everyone was like, Tyler's going to win this game. And right now it's like Tyler will get fourth place.
I mean, yeah, if he doesn't leave tonight.
Yeah. It's gonna be interesting.
It's gonna be interesting. Cody and Danny have a conversation late into the night. They talk about this logic, which is what, you know, I've been talking about for a while. They say there's zero chance that Tyler doesn't have a final two. We're talking about the guy who had a million final twos his season. He really wants us to believe that he doesn't have any final twos. It's obvious BS. He doesn't have one with me. He doesn't have one with you. He definitely doesn't have one with Nicole or Memphis. They don't think he has one with Enzo. So who's left? He must have one with Christmas. Wall Yeller must be telling the truth. It's got to be with Christmas. And this time he's sticking to just one final two because that's his whole thing. And his whole game is figured out. So that's it, yo.
Yeah. Tyler has not done a good job this season of spreading himself out enough so that no one knows what he's doing. Like, part of the reason that he was able to successfully have so many final twos and so many deals at the end was because everyone thought that they were his final two. Everyone thought that they had a deal with him. So nobody said anything about it. And the fact that this season he only has his one final two and his like half of a final three with the boys, like everyone is like, so Tyler clearly has groups and deals, and it's not with me, and it's not with you, and it's not with you, and it's not with you. So it must be with this person, you know? So yeah. People have no choice but to talk about it because the deal is not with them.
Mm-hmm. And so that's why Danny thinks it would be a great idea to get rid of Christmas, that by getting rid of Christmas, it cuts off Tyler and forces Tyler to run to Cody. She cuts off Christmas. It cuts off Memphis and forces Memphis to run to Cody. And she trusts Cody so much that she feels mm-hmm. like that's good for her.
Yeah. Not the greatest decision that
was ever made. And this I need to, and I know I've been already been very critical of Danny, but I have to again say that this is just such a bad move from Danny, that Danny had Christmas.
Yeah.
Christmas.
She had her tight.
She did. She was during the Christmas HOH week, they formed a women's alliance saying there's only four of us left and we need to stick together because we don't want this to turn into a boys club. And then Christmas got into an argument with Devon, and understandably, Danny was like, ooh,
right.
But she let that get in the way of her game, and she just completely discarded Christmas as a piece in the game because she didn't like how she handled the argument. And she just gave it away. She gave the piece away. And now Christmas is her biggest enemy in the game. And she's even more reliant on Cody, who doesn't care about her at all in this game.
Yeah,
and exactly. She's actively working to give him more pieces, thinking that he's the one that's going to be able to protect her. And he has no interest in protecting her.
Yeah. This was that was a horrible way to go about all of this. If your people argue that you're trying to start an alliance with, that's fine. Let them cool off. And then you try to regroup. But this was such this whole situation, this last 2 weeks of Danny basically just feeding information to Cody and just moving all of her pieces from her side of the board to Cody's, is just not, it has not been good. And she really genuinely, I think she wants to go to the end with Cody and either Kevin or David, whichever one stays, which we know will be David. One is easy to be, and the other one is loyal to.
Well, I think she wants the Nicole and Cody final three.
Just the way that she knows that Nicole has been talking about her. Maybe.
I mean, she's definitely still pretty oblivious to how a lot of what Nicole is like. She doesn't realize that Nicole is against her at this point.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like sometimes her demeanor when she's having a conversation with Nicole, she seems, I don't know, maybe a little standoffish, but that also just might be Nicole, the Nicole cringe that everyone has, even her friends and family.
I mean, Danny is a little standoffish with most people, to be fair.
Yeah, that's true.
That's basically it. Cody and Danny definitely, talk a little bit more. Danny says she would probably nominate Christmas and Tyler, and she would hope that Cody would vote out Christmas over Tyler. And he's like, yeah, sure. Perfectly fine with that. So we know a couple of things here. We know Christmas would do Nicole and Danny. Danny would, and this is part of the calculations, Christmas would do Nicole and Danny. Danny mm-hmm. would go home. Nicole would potentially do Memphis and David with Tyler as a backdoor, David going home if the veto isn't used. We know that Danny would probably do Christmas and Tyler with Christmas going home if the veto isn't used. We know that Memphis would probably do David and Nicole with David as the target, and potentially Danny, maybe even Tyler as a replacement, but probably Danny as a replacement, where Danny goes home if she goes up as a replacement. So those are the easiest ones to predict here. Enzo is still, he can say he's doing something all he wants. I still have very little idea what Enzo would actually do at this point.
And I think based off of all the speculation yesterday, I feel like the two people in the most danger are Danny and Christmas for sure, and David. Yes. But the thing that is interesting to me is the only person I think would put Enzo up as an initial nom is maybe Danny. And I don't even think that she would really put him up as an initial nom.
It I don't think on Danny
when
would.
In the triple.
I don't think Danny would put Enzo up probably at all. But either way, he doesn't ever go home.
Yeah. That's saying that Enzo is in such a good position in the game right now. The thing though is like, is it a winning position? Yeah. Like he's set up really good to make it to the end, but like when you get there, what did you do?
Yeah.
Which is going to be.
And Danny talks about that with Cody in this conversation. She talks about how Enzo's like strategically just doing nothing in this game. And what is he doing? And Cody says his social game is his strategy. It's like, okay.
Yeah. And speaking of that, I feel like Danny has been, Christmas pointed this out, earlier in the evening. Danny spends a lot of time with nominees as they're on the way out the door.
Mm-hmm.
And people are starting to notice that. And that's not a good look for she knows that she has a target, but I don't think she realizes how big the target is.
Oh yeah, definitely.
She knows that people want her gone. I just don't think she realizes how many people want her gone and how badly they want her gone. I feel like she thinks that she's at backdoor status when it's like, no, you're at initial nom because I would just want to make sure that you're there. Like, I don't want to risk it. But she has really her jury management. If she makes it to like four or three, I could see if she wins her way through those last two comps that her jury man, she's really set herself up to really get some votes. Is it going to be for not? Probably. But she's really been really working it and with all the nominees as they from the time that they go up. And then once she realizes who's going, she stays in that person's face.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately for Danny, you can do as much jury management as you want. But if you don't make it to the final two, it's never going to matter. Also, I think this kind of jury management can also come off as pandering, and it can come off as inauthentic, I think. We'll have to wait and see, I think, with Danny.
Yeah, and I do think it has worked a little bit in her favor that the people that are on the way out the door are people that she's at least been trying to do something with, you know, before they ended up going on the block. If what's going to happen is it's going to be awkward if she's still here when, like, Enzo and Memphis are on the block, or you know what I'm saying, something like that, where it's people that she's like doesn't like talk like good game with, and is trying to pander to them. That's when it's going to become an issue. But I don't think we're ever going to get there, because if she doesn't win HOH, she's going
home. Yeah, she's going home tonight. She's probably like
she needs to win HOH. And then she needs to win the next veto, and then she needs to win that next HOH. Mm-hmm. She needs to win three competitions tonight, or she's going home.
Yes. Somewhere along the way here, I did miss the Cody and Tyler conversation, that Cody is trying to talk Tyler into not nominating Nicole, next to Danny, that he, Cody is telling Tyler, don't bother nominating Nicole next to Danny. Nicole won't use the veto on Danny. Nicole will vote Danny out. You don't need to burn that bridge with Nicole. You can put Danny up next to David. Now, we know this goes against what Tyler was telling Enzo the day before, saying if he puts David up, he feels like David will go home. But Cody's working on trying to convince Tyler out of that. And it did seem like he was making at least a little bit of progress here. Mm-hmm. Although that might be that he was just kind of like placating Cody, but he was making that effort. So it is possible that Tyler might do Danny and David, but I think it's a lot more likely that he sticks to Danny and Nicole. So he would put up Danny and Nicole, with obviously Danny leaving if the veto isn't used. And I think that David would probably do Danny and Memphis, or Danny and Nicole, where Danny leaves in either spot. And so we still have so David, Tyler, Christmas all would put up Danny, where mm-hmm. Danny goes home if she doesn't win the veto, and nobody's using the veto on Danny. Then you have Nicole, who will put up who either David or Tyler will go home if she wins as of right now. Then you have Danny, where Christmas or Tyler probably go home, although potentially David as well, depending on how that plays out. If Christmas wins and David goes up against Tyler, they might send David home. In fact, they talked about this. They're not sure which one they would send home at that point. And then Memphis, who would go after David by putting Nicole up on the block next to him. But again, if the veto is used, it's likely Danny that will end up going home, but a possibility of Tyler. And again, that depends on who goes up and who wins the veto. So, and then Enzo, who's just a complete wild card. Enzo could go after Christmas. He could go after Danny. He could go after Tyler at this point. He could go after David for taking the 10K.
Yeah,
I have no idea.
Yeah, it's going to be a very interesting night. And I'm super excited to watch it. It's going to be a hot ass mess.
There you go. All right. And honestly, I think there's a decent chance that Enzo tries to throw the first HOH, but who knows if it's even throwable at this point. But right, that's what we have for you. JT, anything else you wanted to bring up?
No, just what we already know. Christmas and Danny are in a lot of danger. Enzo and Cody are in no danger at all.
There it is.
Yeah.
Well, make sure you find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. Go to Twitch and search for Taryn Armstrong. I'm going to be live later today when the feeds go down for the rest of the day to talk through these scenarios in some more detail, to go over the Stockwatch picks, and to try to predict what's going to happen in this triple eviction. And then later tonight, during the triple eviction, I will be live on Twitch watching, going through the triple eviction, reacting to it, talking about what I think is going to happen, going through the percentages and all of that. So make sure you tune in tonight on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. You can also find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taryn. JT, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at JT Does NYC. And then also on Instagram at Subbox Junkie, where I review random shit that I get in the mail that I don't need, but I love to open.
There, what kind of things do you get in the mail?
So I'm addicted to subscription boxes. So everything from comic books to magazines to snacks to meal kits to books to there's a subscription box for everything out there. So if you want to learn about subscription boxes and you want some coupons for some free subscription boxes, then go to Subbox Junkie on Instagram. I will hook you up.
There you go. All right. Thank you guys so much for joining us today, and I will see you next time.
Bye, guys.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.